Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Tweak This Week, where Kim and I discuss the Tweak This Week. We are into week 11 of the program. This is where we are personalizing the plan. I know people have their concerns, as always, and questions about it. So we're going to get into that. Plus, we're going to talk about a sneak peek into next week, I am sure, as well. Hi, Kim. Welcome. Hello.
Hello, Gina. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. I'm excited for this.
Okay, let's get right into it. Where are people at?
So exciting place to be in the group. I think just, you know, the tweak aside, everyone is really excited to still be here. It's week 11. It's a pretty big deal. Like, we've got 1 week left, and I know there's some nerves that some people have surrounding that. But in general, I'm seeing so many people that are just really proud of themselves for still being here. So, which is really nice to see. That's what we want from you. We want you to be here. We want you to feel good about it. So,
yeah, I mean, that's how I, you know, that I was talking about that on the live today. It's like, if you just make it to the end, it's hard to describe. No matter what's happened or not happened on the scale, you will just be so proud of yourself. And what it says to your soul by following through on 91 days of showing up for yourself and being mindful and doing the work that you need to do in order to be successful with this program. I mean, that's a whole vibe in itself. And so, yes, if you are here in week 11, you got what it takes to not only finish this program, but to follow through and finish on your weight loss journey, for sure.
Yeah. And even I know in the live, I can't remember if it was today's or yesterday's, there was a member who had dropped off and came back and wasn't sure how to come back in. And also, you know, recognizing that you should be proud of yourself for that too. Yeah. Like, came back and you're like, no, you know what? I am going to get this done, because I know I dropped out. I quit like 3-4 times before I followed through with one of them. I wish I had come back. I wish I hadn't just given up, regardless of what week it was. So I always have so much respect for people that just come in and are just like, you know what? I stopped following along and I'm here. I want to do it. What do I need to do? So that's, you know, it's an exciting place to be, to have people come back too. So thank you for coming back.
Yeah. And I do want to say to anyone who is listening, who, you know, quit, stop following for whatever reason, is like, we don't have any judgment. We are just happy that you are back. This is the point in the program. Sometimes people quit because they think, oh, this is just, it's not going to work. They're afraid of eating so often, whatever it's going to be. And then at this point, they see people being successful. And they're always like, oh my gosh, well, that whole time went by so fast. And I've maybe tried 5 different diets. I'm exactly where I was when I stopped. And meanwhile, like, it would be nice to be down 5 pounds, be down 10 pounds, be down 15 pounds, be down 20 pounds. And it's amazing how quickly that time goes by. And so I just love that people are seeing that. And they're like, okay, right, this works. Like, maybe you just needed to know that it did work. Like, there's so many reasons why people stop following consciously or subconsciously, or sabotage themselves. Maybe you really needed to know that this was going to work. Maybe you're so nervous about it not working for you. Who cares why? Like you said, we are just so happy that people are back. It's not like we're going to be like, well, where are you? You know, what's, you know, where have you been? How come you don't know this? We're not going to say any of those things. And that's, I want the biggest takeaway to be, we are just so happy that you are still here, or that you are back with us. And we're really, truly happy to help.
Yes. Yeah. I think, well, look at this one. First program, I checked in once and didn't follow the plan at all. This time I was all in and got to my goal. Lost slowly, took it day by day. Nice.
Right? And it was, and you did it perfectly, because you did it your way. And this was part of your journey, right? It is what it is. And the only thing that matters is that you're here now. That's it, right? That's it. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into personalizing the plan. Really, the only thing that changes from the previous week is that you do not have to force yourself to eat those token amounts if you are not hungry for them, unless you should eat because you are running the risk of going longer than 3.5-4 hours without eating. This is not where you're doing your own thing. You're still following all of the guidelines, still maximizing, still asking the 4 questions, super mindful about portions, making sure you drink your water, still showing up being as consistent as possible. This is not the time to add in new foods. You're not all of a sudden adding in energy balls or bars or going back to eating breads and pastas or any of those things. This is doing all of the things, diving in deeper, leveling up even more, strengthen that mind-body connection. And again, really the only thing that changes is you are no longer forcing yourself to eat if you are not hungry. One of the questions that people asked during the live this week was about they kept talking about skipping meals and snacks. First of all, well, what if I choose to skip this and skip that, but I'm hungry later? First of all, we're not skipping anything. We are choosing to not eat a meal or snack because we are not hungry for it. That's what we're doing. So not skipping it. We are just choosing not to have it because we recognize we're not hungry for it. And then, so if you choose not to have dinner, it doesn't mean that it's okay to eat late in the evening. So if you keep choosing not to have dinner and keep finding yourself struggling with, you know, being hungry in the evening, this is where maybe you should have a little something, something for dinner so that you aren't struggling to not eat later in the evening. But the same, this is what I mean by the guidelines. You still don't want to be eating in the evening because as soon as it gets dark out, your body's pumping that melatonin through your system, getting your body to wind down. Obviously eating something messes with that. And then it messes your ability to get that good night's sleep as well. Right. So yeah, something to think about.
Yeah, I think that's been a big topic about like the skip. And I think even like one thing that I think it was Robert that mentioned yesterday in the live about the schedule of the meals and snacks. And part of personalizing the plan might be personalizing that schedule too. And you're not necessarily going to skip something. You might need to adjust your timing too. So, you know, if I eat my breakfast, say this morning, I had my high protein breakfast as I did this morning, and that was actually 3 hours ago. So technically I'm almost getting ready to think about my fruit snack. I'm live with you. I'm not going to have my fruit snack right now in front of everybody, but you know, maybe when I'm done, but when I'm finished, I'm looking at it and it's like, oh, now I'm 3.5 hours. It's almost 4 and it's not even here in BC. It's not even 10 o'clock in the morning yet. So I'm going to need to have something because lunch, when I check in now at lunch at noon, an hour and a half later, chances are I'm not going to be ready for lunch at that point. I might be, but chances are I'm not. Maybe my lunch needs to be at 2 o'clock. It's not necessarily about skipping. It's also about getting more bang for your buck. So what do you want? You choose, your lunch is bumped up. That's probably going to affect how you sort of go with those afternoon snacks. But all of it is checking in with your body and asking the questions and asking what you need in the moment, not like, oh, I'm not hungry, so I'm just going to skip this. It's not as simple as that. It's actually a lot more complicated than that. It's really knowing, do I need to eat right now? And here are the various reasons why I might need to eat. And here's a reason why I don't need to eat.
Yes. Great point. And so what I also want to say when checking in, because you want to check in at breakfast, check in at that first snack, check in at lunch, check in at that, you know, first afternoon snack, check in at that second afternoon snack, check in at dinner. But that doesn't mean that those are checking in at the exact same times every day, right? There's some flexibility in that time. It's still a 30 minutes to 3.5 hours without eating. So you can make those adjustments. What you're doing is you're checking in. Am I hungry and need to eat? Okay, yes, I do need to eat. Okay, what is the best option for me to eat? If it's breakfast, obviously you want to focus on that, you know, protein for breakfast. If it's morning snack, you want to choose from the snack options that we introduced, you know, last week. If it's lunchtime, you want to make sure you're still getting those components, the protein or the veg or the veg and the protein, however, whatever is most appealing to you, plus the leafy greens, the healthy fats. And then lunch is still the time that you are having those heavier carbs if and when you need them. That's why we mean by nothing really changes that way. And then every day can look a little bit different, right? But be flexible to the timing of these foods. So, you know, it could be that you choose to skip your first afternoon snack, but then a half hour later, you're hungry, then you can have your next snack coming down the pipeline if you want, right? So don't get stuck on the times. I do want to, there's a question here. Where was it about the fruit? It was about if I have the fruit and personalizing the plan. Thanks, guys. Do I eat fruit alone in the morning, one or two snacks in the afternoon? Okay, so make sure you read over the guidelines, right, for this tweak this week. They're posted. So every week we roll out the guidelines on a Sunday. So all of this was in there. So that's the thing with personalizing the plan. So let's talk about your fruit snack in the morning. If you choose to have fruit as a snack in the morning, in which it's always a great idea to have fruit in the morning at that time, we learned from last week at this point moving forward, ideally you want to combine it with a protein and fat. Right. So if you are having fruit, it's a great idea to combine it with a protein and fat. And then in terms of your afternoon snacks, having one or two, this is where you tell me what you're doing. So you might have breakfast and then, you know, skip morning snack or sorry, choose not to have your morning snack, then have lunch. And then you might choose not to have your first snack, but you might choose to have your second snack and then you have dinner. Or you might choose to have breakfast one day, choose to have that snack in the morning, choose to have lunch, and then choose not to have that first snack, and then choose not to have that second snack, depending on what time you choose to have dinner. So this is the whole point. Every day might look a little different, or every day might look like the basic food plan. You know, breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, snack, dinner. The point is that you are not being robotic about it. You're not being scheduled about it. You are diving deeper, leveling up even more in terms of like meeting yourself where you're at and being in tune to your needs. Am I hungry now? Do I need to eat? Should I eat? I should eat because I chose not to have my breakfast this morning. And if I don't eat, I'm running longer than 4 hours. Or could I eat? I'm not really sure. I'm a little hungry, but not hungry. I could have something to eat. Okay, let me have a little bit of something, right? So that's the whole point. Nothing changes with what you are eating or the order of eating things. It's just you no longer have to force yourself to eat if you are not hungry.
Yeah. And I think that's sort of one of the topics that we kind of wanted to touch on today is maximizing your personalized plan too, which is like the types of things that you're eating. And I think to that point that you just made is like, you're not changing what you're eating. You're not changing the types of foods, and it's how to get the most really when you're digging into what you want to eat. And to answer that question about the fruit with the fat, it's like, what's going to give me the most bang for my buck? So out of everything you've learned on the program about the snacks, the meals, and you know, because you've been paying attention to your body, how you react and what foods kind of make you feel like afterwards, thinking about that, how can I put together a meal that's really going to feed me and maximize what I'm putting in my body? And all the things you've learned along the way up until this week are kind of putting you in a position where you want to, where you can make those decisions based on what your body needs.
Yeah. And based on the fact you are still looking to lose weight, like we're not stopping, we're not pulling back. You are doing the things you need to do in order to help your body focus on fat loss. Here's one. First program down 17 pounds, really following 95%. Didn't eat dinner last night. Was not hungry at all. My PM snack was at 3:30. So didn't eat after that. It was weird not having dinner and not being hungry. It's just like, even with downsizing, like when we were downsizing and purposely eating less and leaving ourselves feeling slightly unsatisfied, there were people who weren't hungry at all. And they're like, how do I eat less when I'm not even hungry to begin with? So you're going to have days that you are not hungry at all. And you're going to have some days where you need all of the meals and snacks. And when it comes to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we're told have a big breakfast if you have a, you know, long day ahead of you. That doesn't really make any sense. You can't have more food and have it last you longer, right? The concept of having a big lunch and a big dinner, like the body doesn't know, well, it's lunchtime, so I need more food at this time. There's nothing to suggest we need to eat significantly larger portions of foods at specific times a day. And the same thing with dinner. Dinner is something we created socially. You know, we get bring our family together, we sit around the table, but it doesn't really make sense to eat a lot of food in the evening when we don't even need it, because we're not going out there and we're not being active. You know, back in the day, if, you know, before we had electricity, what do you think they were eating dinner at like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night? No, they couldn't see anything. No one's eating dinner late at night. Same thing. You ever go to a cottage that doesn't have a TV or nothing? It's just like out in the woods. Like your ass is ready for bed at like 7 o'clock. You're like looking for dinner around 4. You're ready to go to bed at 7. You're like, what time is it? You're like, oh my God, it's 8 o'clock. I thought it was 3 a.m. You know? There's no need to eat these larger meals at specific times. So it's okay to kind of let go of that. And that's why I used to say, like, if you got satisfied, it's snack time and I'm like, here's a snack and it's a small size. You're like, oh, okay, great. I feel satisfied. But if I was to give you like a snack size lunch, you would probably be like, what? This is all I'm eating for lunch? This isn't going to be enough. Why is enough for snack, but it's not enough for lunch? Right? If you get satisfied on a snack size snack, you chances are you would also get satisfied on a snack size lunch. And we learned this when we were doing feeding the metabolism and splitting up the meals and snacks. And some of you were noticing when I split up my meals and snacks, I ate that first portion and I wasn't hungry for that second portion. So now you're in a situation where chances are that first portion is probably all you need for your lunch, right? So.
Yes. And I think that kind of also with personalizing the plan, that's an area where, you know, if you're choosing not to have something, or you might need something different for that next snack or meal than what you would have had if you had eaten that, because you haven't eaten now. You weren't forcing yourself to eat those snacks every few hours. It might affect how much you need, because you're getting even more. This week gets you even more in tune with what you need. And when you're really thinking about that, that's like you said, sometimes you think you're not hungry. You have two bites and all of a sudden you're hungry. Sometimes you think you've got like your eye, they say your eyes are bigger than your stomach and you're like, I'm so hungry. And then you eat like four bites and you're like, turns out I just needed something to eat. I didn't necessarily need that much to eat. So this is really digging into that mindfulness and really figuring out that what you need in the moment and how that's going to affect you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Yeah, I want to read this comment based on that. Is it sad I want to fast forward to the next group so I can refocus and look at everything with fresh eyes? No, at this point in the program, who doesn't love a fresh start, right? Like we love fresh starts. There's nothing wrong with a fresh start. However, where you want to be is right here, right now, because all you're going to do is you're trying to get a fresh start to be exactly where you are at now in the next program, right? So I get it. You want renewed energy. You want a clean slate. You want a fresh start. Like I don't think it's sad at all. I totally, you honor that you feel that way, but you worked so hard to get here. This is exactly where you want to be. This is where everybody is trying to get to. And everybody who starts the next program is going to try to get to exactly where you are right now. And so I would embrace that. This could be like, you know, like vacations. You know, I love it. You know, I love traveling, let alone vacations. And it's hard when you have, it's like, I want to plan my year, but I also want to know, like Tony and I were going away next week. And, you know, it's been a rough year and, you know, of course we're looking forward to this getaway and this time away. I'll still be working and checking in, you guys, just so you know. But what I didn't want to do was rush away, you know, the 2 months in between booking the vacation and then just get to the vacation, because that's lost time. That's lost time being productive with what's happening in my groups. That's lost time with my kids, lost time with my family, with my mom. I don't want to rush my time away, but it's really easy to like look forward to that vacation, right? And I think that goes with anything you're looking forward to, whatever that is. So I honor that you are looking forward to a fresh start and starting with fresh eyes, but you can fresh eyes that shit today. You can wake up tomorrow with a whole new perspective, you know, and just honoring yourself. Fresh eyes is all about going into the next program, meeting yourself where you're at and taking what you've learned. So you could do this tomorrow. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up. You're going to recognize what you need right now. You are going to meet yourself where you are at. You are going to check in at every single meal and snack time and be in the moment. And you are going to bring forward everything that you've learned into this week, right? Like really, your fresh start is a state of mind. And you could do that with this week's tweak. That's why I love each week. It has its own tweak. And that's an opportunity to reset. And so I would bring that mindset into where you are at now, because you want to really, you want to learn this tweak. It's a big part. What you learn from this tweak can be so valuable, even if you are resetting with us again in the April program. You want to personalize the plan. So what do you need to have a renewed, you know, sense of that? Right? What's fresh eyes is like, your fresh eyes starts tomorrow. What are you going to do with that? Right?
So yeah. It's interesting. I don't know if that came from somebody who has done the program before. This is their first time around, but that's one thing that we see with returning members and their excitement for this week is that they kind of wished it away sometimes in their first program. Mm-hmm. And now that they sort of have dug into it and all the other tweaks and are feeling confident, they're ready to crush it because they recognize they didn't crush it. They didn't do necessarily maximize everything they could with this tweak last time. And they're excited to do it again. But even if you just sort of attempt to do personalizing the plan this time and you make an effort to be here in the moment and be present, you're going to get something out of it.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, there's a couple of comments. This part of the program always has me super excited. I love all the feels of being almost done. Yes, right? A sense of accomplishment. Like, let's go. Be proud. Take time to be proud, right? But also the excitement of knowing the next group is just around the corner. So you can have a bit of both. You can have a bit of both, right? Be excited about that fresh start, but really embrace where you're at right now. The next one is a great question. I always prepare my snacks ahead of time in the morning. Should I still be doing that? Then I assume I'm having them. So I love being prepared, right? Be prepared. If you are packing your lunch and going to work, I would pack all the snacks and then be in the moment. Now you might pack what you think you're going to have in the afternoon, and you might open up that snack pack and decide that what you plan for your afternoon snack is something you want to have for your morning snack. So you have that flexibility, right? Or you might be at work and, you know, you have your lunch and then your first afternoon snack, you don't have time for your second afternoon snack, but you get in the car and on the way home, you're like, oh, I'm a little hungry now. All right, let me have that afternoon snack. Right. And then maybe you get home from dinner. You're actually not hungry for dinner. So you choose not to have it and you pack it up. You take that for your lunch the next day. So I think there's something while you are working towards your weight loss goals and focusing on this, you cannot be over prepared. So you are ready. Just in case you end up eating all of your meals and snacks that day, you are ready. Worst comes to worst, you bring them home, you incorporate them into your day the next day, if and when possible, right? So it's no benefit for you to force yourself to eat something if you're not really hungry. You're not wasting any food by eating food you don't need. So yeah, I would still be prepared. Doesn't mean that you're going to eat all. It's just like, it's the same thing with your lunch. Just because you prepare a certain size portion for your lunch doesn't mean that you're eating that same portion every day, right? Some days you might eat the whole thing and wish you had more. you know, or, you know, the next day you prepare the exact same dish and the exact same portion and you only eat half of it. Like, that's what this is about, really getting even more into.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So crazy how things work. This is my third program and I'm down 97.5 pounds. And today is the first day I really understood how to really listen to my belly instead of being more robotic. I thought I already knew how to listen to my stomach, but fresh eyes is really a thing. I could not love this more. Man, that mind-body connection, as much as it's in you and you are born with it, and a lot of times we just get disconnected from it. Ah, man, it can take a while. It can take a while to quiet the noise, to really be in tune, to really get it, to cut through it. You know, I love that so much.
Well, and what a great example of like you not being perfect, not getting it, not really understanding that mindfulness piece 100%, but still being so successful. It's not about being perfect. It's about getting a little bit better all the time and making those changes to get you to that goal.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because you can be 95 pounds, right? Three programs in and just getting it now. But it doesn't mean that you just skip over this part. There's so much to be learned by doing your best with it and figuring it out. You can't fuck it up. As long as you keep showing up, you can't mess it up. I want to be very clear about that. Like you're not going to there's no way to mess this tweak up. There's no way to mess it up. All right, we're not done yet. Tony's telling me it's time. I do got to go. Okay, what else we got to cover?
Well, I mean, I think we talked about a lot about this week's tweak. I think maybe we can talk a little bit, if you're on a time crunch, about what we've got coming. So tomorrow we do have some information coming about what sort of to do between groups. We really want you to stay in the moment, but I know people are starting to future trip a little bit about what's coming next after this week. So
yeah.
You know, maybe we can touch on that a little bit.
Okay. I do want to give, that was Kim. Sorry, Kim, we can't see, all we got on our side is like Facebook users. So I logged on just to see who was down that 97.5 pounds. Oh my God. That's amazing.
So great.
That's amazing. Honestly, that's amazing. Okay. So today we rolled out the information. So spoiler alert, next week is going to be the same tweak. But we're going to have, like, it's going to be a bit of a different conversation, right? First of all, we're having this conversation on Monday next week, right? So we're going to talk about the tweak this week on Monday, and we're going to talk about personalizing the plan for the sake of, is that what we're doing? Yeah, we're having the tweak this week conversation on Monday. We're going to talk about personalizing the plan for the sake of maintenance and how that factors into maintenance, right? Yeah, next week tweak is maintenance. Okay. But even if you are ready for maintenance or you are still looking to lose right to the very last day, you're going to be using this tweak, the personalizing the plan tweak. Ideally, you're also going to use it in the gap in between groups. So if you have signed up for the spring summer program, you are going to continue with this tweak this week, next week, the week after that, until you reset again with the spring summer program. Now, you could just do the basics and follow that basic food plan in between groups too. If you're like, I can't, I feel like I just need to keep it simple. If you just want to follow the basic food plan, you can do that as well. Right up to the start of the next program, you can do that as well. So we're going to outline tomorrow, I believe, we're talking about bridging the gap, yeah? And we'll talk about this more next week too. So today we rolled out options for continued weight loss. Obviously sign up with us. It's expected you're going to do as many rounds as you need in order to reach your goal. That's just how we structure the program, is by 91-day digestible chunks of it. Or you can go it on your own. The biggest thing I have to say about people going it on their own, and I love that option, is that you want to be 100% confident in it. You shouldn't be sitting here being like, oh, I'm not sure what to do. If you are not sure what to do, sign up again. Because you have to be so 100% confident in, like, I've got personalized and plan. I am confident I'm going to keep doing this right till when I reach my goals. I'm good to go. I don't need the group. I don't need the support. I don't need the guest experts. I don't need the check-ins every day. I don't need any of it. And I so respect that. But you will know. It's so, if you are sitting there being like, I don't know what to do, sign up again, because that's your sign. If you don't know what to do, that is your sign that you should sign up and do the program again. That's what I have to say about that.
Yes. That is, I think that's the most important thing about next steps and moving forward is if you're not confident, you have to think about how that looks for you moving forward if you're not feeling confident. And once we start the group, you can't get into the group. Once we've started, once it's sold out, it's sold out. You're going to lose that option. So you really want to, if you're not sure, why put yourself through that?
Yeah. Yeah. Why put yourself through that? I used to actually promote this. I used to actually be like, you know, you're good, go on your own, you feel comfortable. But then what would happen is I would make people feel so confident in that they wouldn't sign up. And then they would reach out afterwards and they're like, I should have signed up. Or they keep reaching out on socials for questions or customer service and questions. And our program specialists they work in the groups. So you can't just ask questions on social media or ask program related questions over on our customer service. And they're like, well, I felt confident at the time. And now I changed my mind and I need it. And for some reason, I think there's this thing where people should know what they need. This whole program is not you knowing what you need to do. It's not that you don't already know all of this. It's just packaged in a way where there's a rhyme and a reason. There's so much support. There's guidance. It's not that you don't know any of this, but that doesn't mean there isn't still a benefit in showing up and following along, right? So sometimes people feel like, well, I should know this. I shouldn't have to sign up again. Well, okay, but that doesn't mean that, like, why? That's not a good reason to not sign up again, because you should know. Well, okay, given that, but what about community and support and guidance and what you're learning and all of those other beneficial things? So don't not sign up because you think you should be able to do this on your own. Why? Yeah. It can just be so much easier for you.
We don't expect everyone to know everything, no matter how many times they've taken the program. So if you could be in your ninth group, still asking a question, and we're not going to be like, what? She's been around forever. What's she doing? We're learning new things all of the time ourselves.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No. Same. This is why I follow the experts that I follow. You know, I'm always learning something new. Okay. So anything else we need to talk about?
Next steps, we've got, you know, we covered what you're continuing to lose today. We got some bridging the gap information coming out tomorrow in the group. And then Monday, definitely when we come back on Monday, we are going to have Odette with us. So she's going to give us some of her expertise on maintenance. But I don't think that means that you're not going to get anything out of the segment if you're not ready to go into maintenance and you are continuing to lose, because I think there's going to be some insight for you to look forward to coming from that maintenance conversation too. So, don't kind of drop out next week just because the information for maintenance is great for those ready to move on, but we are still very much here for those that are still looking to lose weight. Yeah. And it'll be exciting for you to see what's to come when you are ready to move into that phase of your weight loss.
I love that. Someone just said, we know the alphabet, but always learning new words. Oh, I love that. Okay. I just want to recap real quick. So personalizing the plan is not doing your own thing. Okay, that's the biggest takeaway. You're literally doing all the things, following the guidelines. Nothing changes except you're no longer, the order of the foods is still the same. The timing, half hour to 3.5 hours, is still the same. The only difference is you don't have to force yourself to eat those token amounts, but literally doing all the other things. And so, you know, with that is learning to trust yourself, right? And trust your cues from your body and whatnot. It's a big part of it. We didn't touch too much on it, but maximizing your personal plan. So there was a post that went out yesterday, and these are sort of like taking things to the next level, not meant to stress you out, but there is a way that you can kind of like maximize specifically personalizing the plan for you by giving some more thought to the kinds of foods that you are choosing. So if you haven't seen that yet, be sure to check out that post. We covered bridging the gap. We're going to talk more about that next week. We covered talking a bit about different options for continued weight loss. We covered a lot today. My goodness.
Busy day.
But listen, if you are left, when you have more questions, pop into the group and let us know. We are here for you right to the very last day. So ask as many questions as you need to be so super clear on what you need to do. Do not go one day, 1 minute without being super clear on what you need, because we really are here for you. Okay, I'm procrastinating because I don't want the group to end.
It's still another week.
Last week is our last tweak this week. It's the last tweak.
That's why everybody needs to come back so that Gina can do this again the next time with you guys. She would miss you too much if you didn't. I know she says not to, but.
I can't get enough. I can't get enough. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today, Kim. Thank you. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.